It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Victoria Cox.
I've always thought of myself as a spring person, but I feel like I'm being personally seduced by this year's fall. It has been growing colder here, temperatures low enough to freeze the water in the pig trough at night, but we've had an incredible number of gorgeous, sun-filled afternoons. Thanks to these dramatic temperature shifts during the day, every sweater and jacket I brought from home can now be found littering the office, the kitchen, and the mudroom, as I take them on and off like some frantically molting bird. For me, a heap of knitted garments piled in the passenger seat of my car is the ultimate sign of seasonal change. It has been a pleasure here to witness all the other strategies available to earthly creatures as we prepare for colder weather. The most familiar and compelling winter plan is hibernation, or its anti-commitment cousin, torpor, which is not an insult, but a reasonable response to cold, which I can appreciate on a cellular level. As the days get shorter, especially with the quick and brutal intrusion of daylight savings time, it's hard and often futile to resist the pull of my cozy bed. In my first home in Gatlinburg, our black bear population prefers a half hibernation state of intermittent waking and sleeping that can last for up to 5 months, even giving birth while in a state of dormancy and awaking to two-month-old babies. This is, I think, an ideal we can all admire. Even if I resist the urge to go to bed for the next 4 months, I can't ignore the residual nesting impulse and have been storing and preserving jars of jam and pickles, scrubbing floors, and locating extra blankets as if my life depends on it. As much as I enjoy the little house in the big woods style fantasy of self-sufficiency, I know logically that I'm going to make it through the winter thanks to electric heat and the presence of grocery stores. Still, watching the gray squirrels just outside my office window, I feel a sense of companionship, as if we're both compelled by the same force and on the same team. As I watch them hide stashes that they may not need or even be able to find again, I feel a tug in my gut. Is this the same urge that makes me buy more books when I haven't finished half of the dozen I've already borrowed? I'm equally compelled by the act of migration. Plenty of species, from butterflies to birds of prey, have realized they can just go, that they can skip the privation and discomfort of winter entirely and save their strength for movement rather than endurance. I can hear our turkeys calling out a response when wild geese fly over, and it makes my heart seize, as if all of us would join them if we were able. Some plants use the boldest strategy of all, making a seed, dropping it, and then dying before finding out if it makes it. This kind of confidence is enviable. I can't even imagine pulling this one off. I have to see what happens next. Lucky for me, my plant friends have another crucial strategy, so subtle that it's easily forgotten: dormancy. Above ground, these plants look dead, as if they've erased themselves from the landscape. They send all their strength and energy down where no one can see it and keep it there, alive but quiet. I've just watched this happen in our asparagus patch, which grows perennially but requires pruning nearly to the ground in winter. We give the dry, brittle stalks to Possum, our matriarch sow, and seeing her tromp proudly around with a bundle in her mouth, organizing her home, I feel like we are the same in important ways. We will mulch the bed where the tiny shorn stumps poke bravely out, and when the ground thaws in spring, we'll have new sprouts to harvest. This is the space where I feel like I have the most to learn. Aaron Bowe says, "No writing is wasted. Even a failed loaf is not wasted." Likewise, cheesemakers wash the dairy floor with whey. Tomato gardeners compost with rotten tomatoes. No writing is wasted. The words you can't put in your book can wash the floor, live in the soil, lurk around in the air. They will make the next words better. This is the ultimate goal of the permaculture project, I think. Even the space that seems empty is just saving resources for what comes next. Nothing is lost. If we make a space for it, nothing gets lost.
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.